There you are. So, Barack Hussein Obama, he's the president of U.S. America. I don't know if you know who
really?
He is or not. Yeah, but
when did that happen?
Yeah.
All of you know who I am.
Oh, of course we do. But not everybody who's a Democrat likes him. For instance, Frank Caprio, who would be the Democrat gubernatorial candidate. Speaking on
What state is he governor of?
Rhodes Island.
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
That's where the U.S. American president was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He spoke in Woonsocket.
Woonsocket?
That's a weird name. Anyway, but on Providence's WPRO AM radio, Mr. Frank Caprio, did I mention he's the Democrat gubernatorial candidate?
Mm-hmm.
When asked about the president's decision not to endorse him, he said, quote, he can take this endorsement and shove it as far as I'm concerned. How's that? You talk about running away from the president. Man, the deal is he's upset because the president didn't endorse what he did is he endorsed gubernatorial candidate Lincoln Chafee, if you'll remember. He was a GOP senator who had endorsed Mr. Obama for president, so he got the return endorsement from the press, kind of leaving the Democrat governor candidate, that's Mr. Caprio, out in the cold,
mm-hmm.
which was not a very nice thing to do. But anyway, we got that stapling thing.
Yeah, happening. Some stapling in here.
Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said Republicans had driven the economy into the ditch and then stood by and criticized while Democrats pulled it out of the ditch. I'm going to go ahead and say that neither party can say that they drove it into the other one drove it into the ditch, nor can they say they stood by on the sidelines as they took it out of the ditch, because as best I can tell, we got portions of the economy still in the ditch. But now he says he's made progress. And again, Barack Hussein Obama's words, we can't have special interests sitting shotgun. Nah. There haven't been any special interests donated in this political cycle. I don't know if y'all think that they have, but
sitting
they're really
shotgun, huh?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. He said, we got to have middle class families up front. We don't mind the Republicans joining us. They can come in for the ride, but they got to sit in the back. End quote.
That's racist.
That's pretty emotionally charged verbiage right there from the U.S. American president, Barack Hussein Obama. Again, we can't have special interest groups sitting shotgun. We got to have middle class families up in the front. We don't mind the Republicans joining us. They can come on for the ride, but they got to sit in back.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
If a Republican candidate had said something about the Democrats needing to sit in the back.
Yep.
The hue and cry.
Or if a white candidate had said that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh.
So, I mean, running skeert is what I would say right there. And, again, that just, I think, shows basically how ineffective the Democrats are right now. But we got word yesterday that should President Barack Hussein Obama decide to run again, he's got Jay-Z and his camp to go out and campaign one more time. So
I love that group.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and his camp.
Jay-Z and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll have that going on for us. Now, I missed this completely. Did you know that John Zogby was here yesterday?
Hmm.
Oh, of the poll?
Yeah.
Did he bring his poll with him?
He did. He was here, as a matter of fact, speaking on the A&M campus. I'm gonna quote from this morning's Bryan College Station Eagle, Vimal Patel's article. Now, I'm going to read these two lines, and I don't know, they seem to conflict to me. One of the nation's most well-known pollsters said during a visit Monday to Texas A&M that Democrats next week likely will keep a majority in the U.S. Senate, and the House is a toss-up. That's the end. Okay, here's the quote. Republicans are going to win substantially, end quote, said John Zogby, president of Zogby International. Quote, they're going to win big in the House, although I'm not entirely sure about the majority in the House. Well, the line before said it was a toss-up. And then he says they're going to win big in the House. I mean, that's the quote. So don't
Well, how many are they down in the House right now, the Republicans?
Well, I have no idea. I don't have that number in front of me.
I mean, I guess they could still win big, but not quite make the majority.
Yeah, maybe so. Could be. Anyway, he was speaking at the Bush Library yesterday. But I didn't know that. I really didn't. Later on this morning, after we finish all of our other interviews that we do in the morning, we'll do something special with a guy named Elliot Eisenberg. We talked to him about 3 years ago. He's going to be speaking today to the Home Builders Association, and I think he's making a presentation to elective bodies as well, about does growth pay its way? And it'll be interesting to talk to him because, boys, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the White House has thoughts about eliminating or reducing the ability to deduct the interest paid on your mortgage from your federal tax returns. Yeah.
That's going to present a problem.
That'll get that home buying going.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what the home builders want to hear.
Yes, yeah. Let me see. Reasons not to rent and to buy.
Yeah.
We can cross that one off
that's
the
right.
list. Yes.
Also reportedly on the table will be the child tax credits and the ability of employees to pay their portion of the health insurance tab with pre-tax dollars. It's the deficit commission. They're going to have their recommendations come out, but we will ask Dr. Eisenberg this morning what he thinks might possibly happen to the home building business.
Let's stick it to the working man.
And the home buying business if they just go ahead and eliminate or reduce that interest write-off for your mortgage.
And, Tom, to answer your question, there are 255 Democrats.
Yes.
There are 178 Republicans.
Okay, so we got...
So that would be 22 plus 55 is 22
77.
So,
Sunset Strip.
Yeah, so the Republicans could win big, but...
Not big enough,
right, I suppose.
So we'll see how that happens. All right, so anyway, so we got all that stuff going on. And, again, early voting numbers... you had the Karen McQueen story looking pretty good here in Brazos County.
Yeah.
Like the idea that
10% in a week's pretty good.
Yeah, and folks voting on Sundays, which is outstanding. And
10% after it's all over has been pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, that has been a good number before.
Yes, yeah.